We have a very special episode coming at you with some hot, spicy dude guests. We've got Tim McLaughlin.
Yeah.
We've got John Shrek.
Uh-huh.
We have fucking Mike fucking Cronin.
Yes.
Hold on. This is the part where I insert where he said the N-word earlier. Just kiddies. This is Girls Night, and we have sponsors to get to, you sick fucks. You guys thought you were going to hear the N-word. You would have loved it.
Yeah.
That's not what we're about. What we're about is sponsors and getting cash, cold hard cash. Our first sponsor this week is a couch made out of that Nerf foam, and it's specifically designed for teenage kids to fuck. Because it's the perfect material. A couch made of Nerf foam? Come on. You'd fuck that, Tim.
Yeah, dude. You would. I'd fuck most things.
Don't you have a... Tim, go ahead and do your bit about couch fucking. I'm just kidding.
It's a hot bit.
Our second sponsor is J-Law's leaked nude pics. Yeah, you got it. Joey Lawrence spread out naked. We're sponsored by his nude pics. He asked us if we'd plug his nude pictures. Joey Lawrence from Blossom.
My favorite pic of J-Law nude is when he's dressed as a judge with his dick out, but he's holding a gavel over it, and he says, "Everybody, order this balls."
Order this balls.
I forgot what I was going to say halfway through it.
My also, favorite one is the one where he's spreading his butt cheeks. And it says "whoa," but the O is his asshole.
That's a good one too.
Who is you guys' favorite law? Is it J Law, A Law, or N Law? Is it Nick Lawrence? What's the other Lawrence? There's Andrew Lawrence. There's Joey Lawrence.
There's Jude Law.
That's true. Also, there's also that J Law. The other J-Law didn't ask for us to spread his nude pics.
Nah, dude. That's Jude Law. It's too British. What? Jew Law.
All right. Anyways, we got some guests this week. We've got a first-timer on this pod. We've got John Shrek.
Hey.
How you doing, man?
Oh, I'm doing great.
What are you doing in town? What you been up to?
Doing open mics. Here for my exciting day job, doing open mics. We're heading up to Milwaukee this weekend, me and Mike Cronin.
Milwaukee. Yeah. Ooh. What do you got going on in Milwaukee Town?
We're doing the Comedy Cafe all weekend, Cafe. Thursday through Saturday.
There you go. And that is with Tommy Johnigan. Early plug, if you're... I mean, this is not going to be out for like 3 weeks after that.
Wait a minute. Why am I on here?
You're here to plug dates, dog. What do you got going on after that?
Yeah, that's about it.
John Shrek is from Cincinnati, where I was at recently. How's Cincy doing?
It's going all right. I got a new open mic going, and that's about it.
What open mic? Where's it at? Is it good? Is it fun?
It's, it's happening. It's definitely happening.
It's happening?
It's at a hookah bar.
Oh, they have hookah bars in Cincinnati?
They have a few, yeah, and that's one of them.
Oh. Cool. Right.
Yeah. No one's...
What's it called, and what hookah bar is it at? This is very nice. Vital what
info.
About all these Cincinnati
what night
fans?
Of the night? What night of the week is it on?
Every Tuesday, except for this one. It got canceled. I didn't tell the owner. He's not texting back, so maybe it's not happening anymore.
Well, RIP hookah bar open mic at place we never learned the name of.
Paradise Cafe.
Ooh.
Right next to the University of Cincinnati campus.
That's a good idea.
You know
idea.
What I've got two tickets for? Paradise Cafe. I want a raffle.
Anyways. Tim, you are on fire. JK'sville, USA. Hashtag Bruce Springsteen.
Hashtag you are not on fire.
Hey.
I'd like to welcome the new listeners of the parents of our old listeners who just killed themselves after Tim's last joke.
And who's they wrote our podcast name in their suicide note, and that's why you checked it out. I killed myself because of girls like, good night, Connor. Old green shirt's going to bed, so you can put your pussies away. I know that most of you listen because you're turned on by Connor's hot dick and voice. But you can also listen to John Schreck because he's got a lot of muscles. Are you still working out, old Johnny Schreck?
I'm not.
It's just really?
Remnants, you know.
Did you really stop working out?
Wow.
That's impressive.
I guess.
How you feeling about it?
I don't feel great.
Okay. Why did you stop working out then?
You know, the money costs too much to have
to have a gym.
Yeah, to have a gym membership. And
A slave named Jim.
Oh, yes.
Who works, I can't afford who moves your muscles around for you.
And rides on a raft with you down the river.
It's a white guy, so it's not racist. I have a white guy named Jim who I paid to move my muscles around for me.
Is it Wigger Jim?
Oh, no. Well, now it is racist.
That's not racist.
Wigger? Yeah, it is.
As Josh Murphy once doesn't mean you can't.
As Josh Murphy once said, it's the Igger part that's racist. Well, I'm glad I can edit out the first 6 minutes of this podcast. Welcome to Girls Night, everybody. Just kiddies. So you stop worrying out because of the money? Have a good job, though, right?
I mean, it's an all right job. They let me travel, but I still don't make that much.
Okay.
I also just don't have time. I got a dog to take care of. And
what kind of dog you got?
He's a mutt.
Is it a big dog to start lifting your dog up?
It's about 50 pounds, so you know, that's a good idea. I hadn't thought about that.
You know, you can make extra money. You could walk dogs, like your dog. You could make extra money by walking your dog.
Yeah, make your dog pay you.
That's true.
I make money from walking dogs, so if you walk your dog, wouldn't you be making money?
I think so. He's got a better job than I do, so, I mean, I don't know.
What's his job?
He's a shit factory.
He does. He creates.
He runs a shit factory?
Yeah.
Wow. He has his own factory.
Yeah. CEO. He doesn't make the shit, but all the, you know, the other dogs do.
This is a master class in improv.
Hey, due to my editing skills, it will be.
Here, right. Take two. John, what does your dog do?
John, what does your dog do?
Professional crier.
Boom. Whoa. What's he crying about? The fact that you're gone all the time?
Yes, always.
I got lots of questions for you. Okay. But before we get into the deep ones, because those are segments of the pod, we're going to see what Tim McLaughlin's been up to. What you been up to, girl?
Nothing really.
Nothing really? You've been doing some stuff? You've been out at open mics?
Been out at open mics, doing the comedies.
I saw you pick up socks last night.
Oh, that's
night
right.
Off the
that's
street.
Right. I've been finding street clothes. That's right. That's true. I've been working
Tim
on an ensemble.
Is so fucking poor. Last night, here's the thing. I don't think this is because you're so poor, because this isn't a poor people thing.
Yeah.
You picked up socks that you found on the street. They weren't matching socks.
No.
Tim found two different socks and was like, hey, free socks.
That's not even the grossest thing that he did last night.
No, you did another gross thing. But I want to know your logic behind the socks before I trump your grossness level.
I mean, you can wash the socks. Also, A. B, I don't care if my socks match. And C, those are free fucking socks. Those are free.
Yeah, even if you wash your own socks.
There aren't feet in them. It doesn't matter. Who cares?
Would you have taken them
if there was a severed foot? If I would have taken the foot out? No, because those blood stains are hard to get out, and I'm not putting that kind of work into getting a sock. All right,
okay, let me riddle you this.
Edward Nigma.
Thank you. Nigma has come up more than once on this podcast. What if there was a severed foot in this sock,
okay,
no blood?
Yeah, you just, well, that's weird, but.
Yeah, but would you keep the sock?
Probably keep the foot, too. You just, if it's like a no-blood foot, is that going to decay?
Look, I don't understand biology 100%.
Yeah, I'd keep the sock if it wasn't dirty. Like, if it wasn't just street dirty.
But there's a foot in it, a severed foot.
You dump the foot, you take the sock. I have clothes that my uncle died in. You think I give a fuck?
You say that like you're proud.
They're free clothes.
That's fair.
I also found a free hat on the ground and a free glove.
and a free, mostly smoked cigarette. that's what we were getting to.
That was funny.
Here's the thing: you kept wanting us to think it was funny.
You were you guys were laughing pretty hard while I was
don't
doing
think
it.
We were. I think that what happened was you were like, "I bet you, what this is literally what happened." You said, "I that, bet you guys think I won't smoke this cigarette." Like you wanted us to
yeah,
bet you.
Yeah, but
that
was earlier, and I wouldn't have smoked that cigarette. That was a real flat cigarette that had been on the ground for a long time. This other cigarette that I smoked was still lit that a guy had just been smoking, and let me tell you this: the end of it was real wet. It was pretty gross.
Pretty fucking wet, dude.
Yeah. John Schreck thought it was the funniest thing he's ever seen. He told me that.
It was.
Thank you.
You don't sound very amused, John.
I'm usually not.
You like cigarette bits. Thanks for standing
you
up
like
for me,
You like cigarette
John.
Butts and yeah. dude butts. High five me, everybody.
Classic.
That was a Tim joke. Tim's been rubbing off on me, which is a euphemism for joke. Jerking off on me. So Tim, yeah. What else you got going on? You've been tindering, you've been grindering, not grindering, growler.
Oh yeah, I got a
you
new,
got any new ones.
I got a
you
new
look
one.
Up a new one and save it up for me.
Okay, I gotta go get my phone. But yeah,
oh no, don't worry about it then.
No, it's just in the other room. I have it memorized actually.
Oh really?
Yeah, because it's so funny.
All right, well, what do you got? What'd you see on Growler?
Old Piss Pig's at it again.
We got another Piss Pig for
piss
you guys
pig.
Who haven't
pee
been
pig.
Listening.
Well, it's
let's catch the listeners
pig.
Up real quick.
Okay.
For you guys who don't listen regularly, but you're just huge Shrek fans, you love Shrek 1, you love Shrek 2, you love Shrek 3,
Shrek
you love
third.
Donkey.
Shrek
you love
after.
You. Here's the thing. You probably get this every day of your life. This is your Tom Brady. I get that every day of my yes. life.
Can't stand the Puss
we
in Boots fans,
we
though.
Me and Tim both have an app called Growler on our phones, which is a dating app for bears, which is like hairy gay dudes.
Yeah, big hairy gay guys.
And the special thing about Growler is that on Growler, you can pay $5 and send a message out to everybody within a mile of you who also has the app. And Tim, what do you got?
Okay, so at 3 a.m. this morning, old Piss Pig sends out, "Horny fucking pee pig here, needing your cum into public? ? Also smiley face." So that was at 3. But then at about 5 p.m. today,
yes,
he sends out, "Holes open, two loads in, plug in, come and add your nut. Doors unlocked, anonymous pump and dump preferred." So this dude's just got his door open to anybody that just wants to come in and pump and dump.
Oh, my God.
I like the...
He's very not sexy.
Oh, is there a picture?
No, but...
How do you know, then?
Just the terms he used, pump and dump, that's not sexy to me. Like, if I was gay, I'd be like... I don't want to just go over and pump and dump in this guy, you know?
Yeah,
I
like that neither one, of those two sound good.
I like that one sentence where it says, it ends with cum, and then he goes, into public, which makes me think that he just wants people to open their windows and just jerk off on the street. They're throwing out chamber pots in
hey,
the 1800s.
Public? Hey, public, you into?
I'm going to cum all in you, public.
Oh, and then there was this other one. It's this gentleman from Hawaii.
Okay, this
says,
is Hawaiian.
"Aloha, guys, visiting here from Hawaii, looking to give a massage, my place, my bed in Uptown."
Sounds like he's trying to get laid. Me and Mike just stared at each other's eye.
So anyways, that's what's happening on the old Growler, man.
Sounds like he wants to put an apple into your pork.
And bury you in the ground.
anyways.
Cover you in grape leaves.
Is that a Hawaiian thing?
Well, they cover the pig in grape leaves so it doesn't lose a bunch of its moisture. Guys, I'm a chef.
I thought sounds it was banana
like
leaves.
Sounds like he wants
well,
to...
Well, he's going to... show you his banana and then leave.
Okay.
It's gonna make like a banana tree and show you his banana and then leave.
Hey John, do you have any dumb puns for this?
No.
Sounds like this is John talking. Sounds like he wants to come outside of your continental U.S.
The continental U.S.
That was all John talking.
Yeah.
Oh, we got old Mike Cronin to my right, yeah. Mikey Cronberg.
Don't call me that.
Well, all right. I'm going to edit that part out. Mikey Cronberg, how you been, man?
Good. And thanks for calling me about that.
Roseanne hates him, too.
Yeah. I've been doing great, man.
Pretty good. What you doing in town? Riding along with John Schreiber?
Yep. I'm just along for the ride.
Yeah.
Personal assistant.
You having a good time in town so far?
Yeah, it's all right. You know.
Staying with us.
I think the company could be better.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Mike's been staying at our apartment.
Yeah.
Have you seen any fun bugs?
I haven't seen any fun bugs.
No bugs? You haven't seen any of them? Did I surprise you on stage tonight? Yeah. Talking about how shitty our apartment is?
That joke reminded made me have a visual of you walking into a room. And there's a cockroach in a tiny hospital bed with two cockroaches standing next to it.
That's what I envision when I talk about it, actually. That's legitimately what I think about when I do that bit. I've been at open mics doing a bit about how I watched a cockroach die a natural death in our apartment. I don't know if I talked about that on the pod ever, but we got a bad apartment.
How's the rest of your set go?
Hey, I said that to you earlier, you piece of shit. And Tim.
I'm doing well. I'm going to move up here in about a month.
Oh, yeah.
January's a month away?
Like a month and a half. You got a problem with that timeline, bruh?
Yeah, bruh.
By the time this pod comes out, it'll probably be he's already been here for 3 weeks.
Yeah.
How long it's going to take me to edit this shit? I mean, John Shrek's giving me nothing over here. I got to edit him in saying stuff, and I got to nail his voice. You guys don't understand how much work I do editing this fucking podcast. Every episode, I've got losers coming in, like fucking Tim McLaughlin. I have to edit myself in. I have to edit myself in doing spot-on impressions of them.
Yeah, I've heard that.
I don't know if you guys know this, but Connor is not actually real.
And also, what you don't realize is I just said that.
Hey, John, what job does your dog have?
He's a professional.
You've had a lot of time to think about this.
Is he a carnival barker?
Well, well, I was going to say he's a professional broadcaster. His name is Woof Blitzer. Woof.
Here's another secret. I said all that, too. Literally everything you've heard for the last 30 seconds has been me. I'm an impression master. Anyways, except for that Woof Blitzer thing.
That was
I won't take credit for that.
You don't want to take credit for gold.
Anyways.
I'm spitting out platinums.
Is that a Bobby Schmurder line?
Bobby, you know what they say about Bobby Schmurder?
What's that?
He makes shmoney.
I've asked Tim 50 times who Bobby Schmurder is, because he references a rapper named Bobby Schmurder every day. And I'm like, who is Bobby Schmurder? And he says, oh, he makes shmoney. Every fucking time. So, Mikey, and how do you feel about Mikey? You'll be here in about a month.
Uh-huh.
Are you excited?
I am.
How you feeling? You've been here a few times now. You've been hanging out.
Yeah, I like it.
It's a good time.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
I'm actually starting a rival podcast called Boys Afternoon.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Can we hear a segment of that podcast?
Yeah.
How's it go?
My mom's alive, and so is my dad. They love me both, and I'm not sad.
Classic. Yeah. That's a classic clip from Boys Afternoon.
My dad's laughing. So is my mom. It's really cool. It is the bomb.
My dad's alive. So is my mom. Guess what? That makes a sad Tom.
Well, that doesn't quite make sense because this is a pod. Wait. It is a rival podcast. Yeah. Do you guys talk about Girls Night on your podcast?
Yeah, we talk about Girls Night a lot.
What's said about it?
Just a lot about how we're the real number one podcast for sewer people.
Wait, that's fucked up, man. No,
we have their interest
Andrew, that
in our
is
hearts.
Fucked
all right,
up.
We have lost a little bit of the sewer demographic, but what we've lost in the sewer demographic, we've made up in the people who live in dumpsters demographic.
And dog people.
Here's what you don't... Yeah, we've gotten dog people back on board. Here's what you don't
I'm
understand.
I'm for your dog people.
You're not getting our fucking dog people.
Not,
that's why we brought
people.
Shrek on to talk about what a professional his dog is.
All right.
Shrek, talk some more about your fucking dog.
Yeah, what's your dog's job?
Guys, I really want to stop. I just found out that he died.
Oh, great.
And I don't want to talk about
Shrek. You're gonna ruin it for all the dog people. You son of a.
Are you trying to take dog? Are you a fucking Benedict? Fucking Hey Arnold. What are you trying? You're like, hey football head, stop trying to take away our listeners.
Hey guys, I'm gonna be honest with you. I was doing an impression of Tom that time, and I told that joke. I don't want Tom to be stuck with that one.
Hey, we're back with Girls Night, and thank you to Tim for taking credit for that dumb joke.
So what's your dog do?
Precisely, he does all over the place.
Oh
man,
shit factory.
We're going to get one of these. Look, man, you're not taking my dog people.
My dog murdered a president.
Is that right?
Yeah, his name was John Wilkes Woof.
That was, just so you know, that was actually Tim.
That was definitely Tim.
That was not me going back and doing an impression. Oh, man. Anyways, rest in peace, Abraham Lincoln.
And check out Boys Afternoon Tuesdays.
Check out Boys Afternoon. Wait, your Tuesdays?
Yeah.
What are your sponsors?
We have Too Fast, Too Fury.
Oh, this is coming up
yeah,
now?
This is the sequel to Fury.
This is a rejected Girls Night
Brad
Pitt.
Where Brad Pitt decides to race tanks with his black friend.
Okay. The other... sponsor for Boys Afternoon is Graveyard Adult.
We also have
Graveyard Adult. All his friends are other adults.
Our biggest sponsor is catmurder.com.
Is that right?
Yeah.
What do they do on that website?
I think it's murder cats.
Man, that's messed up.
Yeah. I heard you had Melissa Joan Hart for a little bit, but then she had.
Yeah, she did.
We have Melissa Joan Hart. I forgot that's how J-Law's nude fleece came out.
Yeah.
Oh, this is the dumbest episode we've had so far. Maybe we should just call this Boys Afternoon.
That'd be funny.
We actually have another rival podcast already.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's called the Boy Luck Club.
Oh, I've heard about that.
Have you heard about it? Let's listen to part of an episode about that right now. What they do is they talk about they're fans of Amy Tan, who live in the UK, who also hate Girls Night.
Yeah.
It really pisses me off that they have their podcast.
Who's Amy Tan again?
Amy Tan is the writer of Joy Luck Club.
Joy Luck Club, that's
right? These fourth graders, they love Amy Tan and they hate this podcast.
Yeah.
So let's show what they're fucking doing because they make fun of my podcast.
Hi, hello. Have you boys listened to the newest chapter of Joy Luck Club?
Oh, yes, I listened to it.
Oh, what did you think?
I thought it was pretty good, I did. Amy Tan is a goddamn genius.
I had it read to me by my mother and father.
Oh, what was that experience like for you? Did they switch characters back and forth, did they?
They did. They also were way more entertaining than that piece of shit podcast Girls Night with Tom Brady.
Don't even get me started on Girls Night with Tom Brody.
Tom Brady, more like Tom Boring, if you know what I'm talking about. That show is stupid.
Shut up, Scotty.
Well, you don't tell me to shut up. I'm just trying to be a cool guy with you guys. You never let me do any stuff with you guys. I'm reading your books, and I'm not liking your stuff that you don't like.
I feel like you're the Tim McLaughlin of our podcast.
Well, Tim McLaughlin's like the coolest part of Girls
Night. I totally disagree.
I think we should take a vote. All in favor of Tim McLaughlin being the best part of the podcast, raise the hand.
Only zero people raise their hand. Even the person who made the argument did not raise their hand.
Hey, Marty, you haven't said much. What does your dog do for a living?
Wow, what a great episode.
That was a great episode. This is a drunk episode of Girls Night. Tom Brady, we're back.
Tom,
what's up, Tim?
Tell the audience about what happened with your latest. I know you did your Craigslist post on the last episode.
Oh,
but tell them about the email you got today.
I got an email during the show on a recent episode. Was it Ghoul's Fright?
No, it's the newest.
It's the one with Tim and Connor. I don't have the email with me, but some dude said he. So basically, on the last episode, we did a Craigslist post where it was a lady who switched souls with a car, and her soul was put into a car's body. But like after a couple of years of being a car, she realized she was still horny for D's. and this dude wrote me, and he was like, I want to tune you up. And then he sent me a picture of his ass.
It's just a picture of his butt.
And then a picture of another car.
He sent a picture of like an old Rolls Royce. Dude, this is so funny because it's him taking a picture, and in the mirror, it's just his butt. No one takes a picture of their butt.
It was pretty great. Oh, man.
Oh, just trying to show off that tailpipe.
Oh, boy. Let's do a quick segment before we go to the break. Oh, let's see that dick.
Yeah.
John, we haven't seen your dick yet.
Yeah,
this, okay. We're
Take
just a bunch of dudes, and I mean,
it's a spicy dude.
Wait, we're gonna sing the song in a second.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Mike saw his friend's dick recently.
I did see my friend's
Wait,
dick.
Time out. Can we do a segment of Hog Talk with Tim McLaughlin?
What's that segment entail? Is it similar to? Oh, is that what this is? Yeah, this segment is brought to you by Hog Talk.
So, Mike.
I'm sorry. Can I do that?
Sorry.
A podcast that has not aired yet.
Can I do the theme song?
Yeah, you can do the theme song.
For Hog Talk?
Hog talking. Talking about peace. I got a fever. I need some D's.
I like that. Right, my other theme song for it is just Hog Talk. So, Mike, when you looked at your friend's penis, was it big?
Let's talk about who's. Well, is this how your podcast goes?
Yeah, dude, please.
This is more James Lipton-y than I
expected. Yeah, first of all, whose dick you be seeing, dog?
Whoa, it changed drastically.
Yeah, yeah. Went back to James Lipton the pimp.
Let's Byron Allen this. Yeah. So, I hear that Sam Evans' dick is the same size as yours.
Yeah,
tell me about it.
Y'all got similar dicks, dog?
Yeah, a couple years ago for New Year's, I was wearing pajama pants, and Sam thought it would be really funny to pants me, so he did it in the Go Bananas kitchen, but my underwear came with my pants.
Nice.
And he was just staring my dick in the face. Just took a long look-see at my pee-pee. And,
sure. Was it hard?
No, it wasn't
that's
hard.
The only measure you stay.
Good question.
It was like 5 in the morning, and I was just shit.
Oh, you can't have a hard dick at 5 in the morning? What,
not
do you have a timetable?
Yeah, I do. I can never get an erection after four.
Oh, okay.
It's like a weird gremlin situation.
So a couple weeks ago, I saw his dick because he got out of the shower and just dropped his towel in front of me.
Wait, was it on purpose? Like, was he trying to make a point?
He tried to do it like, I guess as a joke, but didn't expect it to go all the way down to the ground.
Oh, God.
So,
is he circumcised?
He's not.
Gross.
Yeah.
Are you circumcised?
I am circumcised.
So it's kind of like one of you is getting an unfair advantage, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Did you guys talk about docking?
I got the summer dick, and he's got the winter and fall dick.
Yeah,
he
yeah.
He needs a coat on that yeah. fucking dick.
Keep a hat on there.
He's got that turtleneck on.
So how was it? Was it smooth, veiny?
How did you feel about this dick? How did
it's
it
a good
look feel?
A dick. I mean, I'm a little biased because it looks like my dick. So
was it half chubbed? Was it small? What was going on? Was it?
Yeah,
was
how
it?
Was he feeling? He just got out of the shower, so he probably jerked off.
Oh yeah,
so it's probably hard still.
Off. Yeah, he was in Cam O'Connor's house, so he definitely jerked off.
Oh, Cam O'Connor will never be mentioned on this podcast again. I'm sorry, listeners, if that bummed you out.
Did I say Cam O'Connor? I meant Pam O'Connor.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Good cover-up, bro.
That brings us into our next segment. Let me see that dick.
Let me see that dick.
Let me see that dick. That's a spicy dick. Show us that dick. Bet that's a good dick.
John, stand up and show us your dick, dude.
Show us your dick, John.
All right.
Zip.
Whoa.
That's a strong dick. Are
yeah,
you flexing?
Yeah, were you
I told
lift?
You that I stopped working out.
I've
but
never,
I mean,
I've never
I
seen
didn't
a muscly
that,
dick before.
I know. It's actually lifting a dumbbell right now.
How'd you fit that dumbbell in your pants, man?
I mean, it's a little one.
It's a dick-sized dumbbell.
It is small and hilariously sized.
It looks
like
large.
If you could see it right now, you'd be like, "That's that the size of that dumbbell is hilarious."
I didn't know they made headbands for dicks. That's pretty cool.
That's well, true. That is cool.
Yeah.
Do you get a sweaty dick? Is that why you have to wear a headband?
Yeah, I mean, it's like it's a condition.
Keep sweat dicks. Out of the eye.
Yeah.
Did
yeah.
your dick just come from an 80s party? It looks like...
It's got a half tee on with like a
Wait,
big
you guys hear that
cut
music
out neck.
That's coming out of his pants?
I do.
Call on me.
Call me. Call on me. Call me. Call on me. Call on me.
Time after time.
I'm going to have to edit all those songs then. That's weird that your dick is holding a boombox like it's in the movie Say Anything.
I'll say anything to your dick, bro.
Well, John Cusack is his favorite actor.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, okay.
John Cusack?
Is that what you call your balls? John Cusack?
John Cusack.
And Molly Ringwald, but that's a different story.
Oh, man.
So, John, I got a question. What's that dick do for a living?
It's a dog trainer.
It's a dog trainer.
Oh, my God. You heard it here first. John Shrek fucks his dog.
Unless you've seen my act.
Oh, wait.
Which none of you have.
Hey, you guys might have. Well, John, you're our special guest, and you've said 8 words, and we're happy to have you. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be back with John Shrek. We are back on Girls Night News with some breaking news that Tim has.
Chicago not in the top 10 anymore of most dangerous cities in America.
Really?
Yeah.
Because I mean, we had that whole story about what happened to Connor the other week. That couldn't just happen anywhere. He
no.
peed his pants, and he's a strong, big man. He peed his pants like a little pussy.
Yeah, I know. It was like Birmingham, Milwaukee, Rockford, Baltimore.
Oh, shit.
What happened?
Did you just hear that?
Oh, my God. Is that the window
that's
again?
That's our fucking window again. I'm going to be... Oh, great. It's our fucking window.
Hiller.
Hello. Is that how you greet somebody after you break through their fucking window and then surprise them as a new person?
Oh, that's a window?
Yeah, you broke through our window. It's fine.
Oh, well, back in Wisconsin, we have a saying.
Okay. What's that saying?
In the window, out the door.
They do say that up there.
You're from Wisconsin?
I'm from Beloit, Wisconsin.
That's an interesting accent. You don't look quite familiar. What are you doing here? Who are you?
Oh, I'm just an avid fan of windows.
So you just broke through our window?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, well, all right. Well, I guess that's more of an explanation than we've ever gotten from any guest ever.
Well, I mean,
is why they've broken through our window.
John Lennon's biggest fan killed him. So, I mean, fans of windows obviously like to break them.
That makes sense. Well, you know what? At this point, I'm used to this. People break through our windows. They're a guest.
Who's this guy?
This is John Schreck. He's got a dog. He won't tell us what the dog does. Anyways. Who are you? It's so much more important. You are our guest, I guess, this episode. You're our new guest. Meet Tim McLaughlin, John Hello. Schreck, Mike Cronin, and I'm Tom.
Oh, hi.
I'm Tomb Raider. Yeah, so...
This guy seems like he's not even given his name.
Yeah, what's your name?
It's a...
Stranger.
It's a secret.
Really? Why is it... You're in our home.
Look, I get a lot of people telling me, you know, oh, what are you, Australian? And I'm not.
People ask you that a lot?
Yeah.
I mean, your accent kind of makes it seem
it
like...
It kind of changes, too.
You're not from Australia?
No, it's the same. Same accent. I'm from
Beloit,
Wisconsin.
We've got a lot of Wisconsin listeners.
I'm not
actually.
Australian. Yeah,
you promise?
I don't know anything about dingoes or
babies,
didgeridoos.
You don't know anything
or
about
kangaroos.
You don't know anything
or
about
joeys, which
or
are baby
water.
Kangaroos. I don't know
well,
anything
you know
about those.
A little bit about them. You know that joeys are baby kangaroos.
You do seem to know that. That's something about kangaroos.
Is your first name Itza and your last name Secret?
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, what'd you guys think?
Well,
see,
we thought it
English,
was a secret.
In America, not in Australia. I mean, maybe in Australia they don't have this.
I'm American, too.
Oh, okay. So you should know this. I guess I don't know why I mixed that up. In America, it's a secret is a code word.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Or a secret.
Oh.
It's a is like...
That's
it
like saying
is
it
a.
is a, yeah.
Yeah.
And secret is like code word.
For a hidden thing no one knows. But
I had no
it's
idea.
Mostly code word for secret.
We use, and synonym is code word for code word. You know. So anyways, so you're, it's a secret, and you are from Wisconsin. Well, what kind of foods do you like?
I like cheese, cheese curds.
Uh-huh.
I like a lot of cheese in my meat.
Oh, okay. How do you feel about kiwis?
I don't
trust this guy.
You think he's from Australia?
I think he's. We're just gonna have a quick sidebar.
Oh, sure. Don't mind
it's,
me.
Don't mind us. I don't mean to be rude.
Can you put
to
your
you
fingers
did just
in your
break
ears?
Break through our window, and it is really cold in here.
Yeah, just put I your fingers like, in your ears for a second, man.
Wow. I feel like this guy's from Australia and he's fucking with us, man.
Tim, John, Mike Cronin. We should probably ask him about the toilets.
I feel like this fucker's
guys,
from Australia. I feel like this guy's from Australia. I don't know what he's trying to hide.
I mean, he
you
knew
think
what,
so?
He knew what Joey's
were. His name
were.
Is It's a Secret. What the fuck is that about?
That's a weird name.
Yeah.
It's like, my name's Tom Brady, so I get weird names. But this guy's name, It's a Secret?
Yeah.
It's like a newsflash, heads up.
It's a Australian.
Earth to It's a Secret. It's not a secret.
Thank you.
This is as clear as John's dog not having a job where he won't tell his...
He's so embarrassed that his dog is unemployed. John, put your fingers in your ears.
I'm sorry.
Oh, okay.
He's so embarrassed.
Let's bring this. John, I don't mean to offend you.
Let's bring Itza back in here.
Let's get Itza.
Hey, Itza. Yeah.
Can
Itza,
we have...
Take your fingers out of your ears.
Oh, what's that? We're going to have a quick sidebar and you're invited.
Oh, okay.
John... And I know that we just had another sidebar where we were being really offensive to the guests. This
yeah,
is,
I know you guys wouldn't
this
do
is
that
different.
This is more
we
of a salad
right.
bar.
You're our friend.
Oh, what's
yeah,
that
I'll give
thing?
You guys. I'll give you guys the room.
All right. I feel like John's dog is fucking unemployed.
Yeah, and he's embarrassed.
He's embarrassed to tell us.
John's dog definitely does something.
You think so?
Oh, yeah.
How do you know?
Yeah, how do you know, Itza?
Oh, come on. Look at that look on his face. Like, he knows what his dog God, does, and he doesn't want to fucking tell us.
Maybe his dog's a prostitute.
He's got a dumb, flushed look on his face, like he's reverse Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, where his face is red, but his nose isn't.
Yeah,
you know,
he's
I'm
got
from,
copper.
We have wild dogs,
what's
and they eat babies. So I wonder if that's
wait,
a thing that...
Are you talking
wait,
about dingoes?
Are you talking about...
What? No.
Did you say wild dogs?
Yeah, like
that
wild dogs
like
in Beloit, Wisconsin.
Like, oh, baby, the dingo ate your baby.
Oh, no.
You know that accent?
I don't know what you're talking
yeah,
about.
Yeah, but think a dingo ate your baby.
The dingo ate your baby.
A dingo
John, you're invited
ate
back
baby.
In.
You guys are doing like
John,
a...
do an impression.
Oh, babies.
Jesus Christ.
Goss, can I have another sidebar over here?
Yeah, we can sidebar. John, could you... you
actually, no, no. You stay in this time.
Oh, I'm in?
Yeah,
I'm out?
Yeah.
All right.
God.
Yeah.
The fuck is this podcast about?
I have no fucking idea. You know what I like? I like boys...
Banner above this thing that says Girls Night.
There's I'm not really, even any girls here.
I'm real into Boys Afternoon because I think on that show they think I'm really cool.
I also talk on...
Oi! This is... Wait... I'm a representative from Boylock Club with you, as if Tim is the worst part of the podcast.
Wait, dude, what?
We get all our info from listening
hey,
in.
Listen, because you're in fourth grade, you don't understand how fucking sidebars work.
I'm sorry.
I can hear
sorry,
you saying
can,
this.
Can I sidebar?
Oh, yeah, hold on. I'll just go
with
in the kitchen.
Only it's a
yeah, what's going on, little man?
Love to have you as a guest on Boylock Club.
Oh, I'd love to. Hey,
can you tell me, are you Australian?
Oh, you tried to get me, didn't you?
Oh,
you little fucker.
Oh, I'm you, only in fourth grade, you know.
You get out of here. Are you a Bobby?
Perhaps I'm a Bobby. I don't understand what happened.
You get the fuck out of here.
Oh, no. Oh, you hurt me. I'm out of here. Inside bar. Thank you for having me, Tim. I don't like
hey,
you.
Hey, guys, sorry. I know it looked like I just killed that
I'm
kid, but...
I'm dead.
I'm good. I'd be happy if you kill that kid. That kid was all like, Tim, you're not cool. And I was like, you fucking sound stupid.
Yeah, I was sticking up for my new friend. That's definitely it. Wasn't anything
Can
about.
I come back in? I wasn't sure if that's that sidebar.
Right? Oh, hey, yeah, sure.
All sidebars and salad bars are now closed.
Okay, well...
Nope, salad bar's still open.
Now that the sidebars are open, I think we need to get down to the gristle of this podcast.
Yeah.
So it's you're trying to convince us that you're not Australian.
I don't know why people say I'm Australian. I just don't get it. I like cheese.
How do you feel about the
I
Outback?
I like great big fat people.
Good question.
Outback Steakhouse. How do you feel?
Oh, it's no rules, just right.
You oh that's
you know what I
kind of a trick a little bit.
It's a,
I mean Americans don't know what the rules to Outback are.
That's
but
true.
Some, I don't know.
No, I noticed like it says no rules, just right. But you can't take your dick out. You know
you fuck yourself.
It's a. Do you have a girlfriend?
Oh yeah.
Girlfriend, it's a-
what's her name?
Her name?
Yeah.
Arma.
Okay. What's her last name?
Well, we're actually engaged to be married.
Oh.
Yeah.
So she's going to be I'm a Secret.
Right now, it's her.
Or is she going to take your last
her maiden name?
Name
is Not Telling.
I'm a Not Telling Your Secret? Wait, I'm Not Telling Secret?
Yeah. Yeah.
Seems like a real dumb fucking name.
Yeah, yeah. It seems like it almost came together, but not quite.
If you were to describe, like, if people were like, oh, what's a word you use for women? Like, if you were to
say... what do you call women?
Yeah.
Yeah. Earlier, I heard you say the word bobbies.
Oh, I think bobbies? Yeah, I think that was that dead kid.
Did the dead kid say that?
I think so. No, he said he definitely said it. So let's move on. And
like, right, if we'll I were to, like, if I were to see a lady walking down the street, but I didn't have the words to put it, I was like, "Hey, there's a fine looking." Like, what would you say?
Well, in also in Wisconsin, we say, "Look at that! Look at that sweet fat lady." Oh, I want to jump on her like a American football player.
All right, now I'm really confused because that holds up.
That does hold up.
You are now a guest on Girls' Night. It's a podcast that women party to.
Yeah, got that by this sign up here.
Yeah, we have a sign, and we have women partying all around us. There are women dancing literally all over us. What do you think of that? What do you call her?
This one here?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, name tag says,
she dance on you?
Sheila.
Oh, it's the name tag says Sheila.
Yeah.
What do you call this fella?
Oh, that guy over there?
Yeah, yeah. What's his name tag say?
It says Joey. That's Joey Lawrence.
J-Law.
Well, J-Law just swinging that dick around. That guy can't get enough of swinging his dick around. I love it.
Well, now that you're a guest on the podcast, I feel like I need to ask you about who you are. I mean, I should probably get to John Shrek eventually. What do you do for work?
I actually am an inventor.
An inventor, huh?
Yeah.
What kind of inventions do you got out there in Wisconsin? Probably something cheese-based, I bet, right?
Well, no, actually, my favorite person in the world is Richard Branson.
Richard Branson, huh? From
Australia?
From the watermelon picker. I did that earlier.
Yeah, he's in the movie The Watermelon Picker, about that fellow who seeks vengeance.
Yeah, Richard Branson, Charles Branson's son.
Charles Bronson is what I was thinking of. Who's Richard Branson?
He owns Virgin.
Oh.
How many? Okay. Who? Virgins.
How many virgins?
Tom, you threw your voice there.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm sorry. I have to do a lot of editing on this podcast because I have to do impressions of everybody.
It's very confusing.
In person it is, but when you listen to the podcast, it sounds like my other guests are saying things.
Right, right.
Like, right now, it sounds like you're answering my questions, but in reality, I'm just doing it.
Oh, this is you.
Yeah, this is me, Tom.
Oh, you're very talented. So Richard Branson's my favorite person, and he's just really cool and rich.
Okay.
So I like to pretend to be him. So what I invented was a sunglass monocle. That way you see that I'm cool, but I'm also above you.
So it's a monocle.
Yeah.
That's like sunglasses.
Right.
So it's like the sunglasses for a dude who only needs half of sunglasses.
It's like a guy who likes to party, but also, you know, maybe he needs to do some reading on a beach.
Why do they call a monocle, right? But they don't call, like, glasses stereo glasses.
Well, they call them bifocals, you dumb fuck.
God, what a dumb fuck.
Guys, I'm just trying to learn.
Guys, can we sidebar again?
Let's sidebar. We should sidebar.
Am I in this sidebar?
No, I think you're out of this sidebar. All
right, I'm going to be on Twitter.
It's just me, Mike Cronin. It's a secret. J-Law. John Shrek.
Guys. I didn't want to say anything earlier, but is he wearing socks that he found on the street?
I think he's wearing socks that he found on the street.
They don't even match.
What? Whoa!
Okay, Tim, you can come back in. Yeah, it was... Did you give Joey Lawrence a mic? Because I was sitting here, like, looking at my Tinder, and then all of a sudden I looked up, Joey Lawrence in the mic, and I'm like, just shake that dick, bro. No one needs to hear you. You know? Hey, on that sidebar, we didn't find out what John Shrek's dog does, did we?
Absolutely not.
No, it's still a mystery.
We're going to get to that soon enough.
I feel like people are listening to this, and they're like, is there really a guy named John Shrek there?
I'm not sure either.
No,
it could be Connor.
God, with how much he's talking. we could do a whole... We should do John Shrek's qualms.
John Shrek's qualms. His dog doesn't work.
Tim McLaughlin doesn't know how to pronounce qualms.
What did I say?
You said qualms. any crap. Look, so you made sunglasses monocles. We got sidetracked by Tim's dumb observation that there were no
stereo glasses.
Stereo glasses.
I thought it was fucking classic.
It's pretty good. Actually, it's pretty good observation. I don't know why I shit on it like that. I think it's because I'm trying to make you feel bad about it so that I can steal that idea like I do with all my ideas.
It's a bad idea. You can have it.
Stereo glasses? I think it's good.
Well... Okay, well, if you like it so much, just take it.
Do you think it's as good as this monocle idea?
No, that's a great
monocle
idea.
Monocle sunglasses for rich people.
Hey, that's my idea.
I came up with this idea. We all heard me come up with this idea,
I heard,
right?
You come up with it, Tom.
Hey, sidebar?
You guys are fucking me.
Sidebar real quick.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I know you're our guest, but do you mind being cut out? It's just this one's for me, Mike Cronin, J-Law, and John Shrek, and Tim. Not everybody but you. It's just most people but you. And I think we should fuck this fucking hack kiwi.
Oh, this limey fuck.
Yeah, this limey fuck. I'm going to steal his idea. I'll cut you guys in. I think this is a really good idea.
Whoa!
J-Law, you sound really concerned. Do you have anything else to say?
Whoa. Do you think it's a secret, like, double sidebar right now?
Yeah.
Is P-Pig from Growler?
Why do we have to double sidebar for that?
I don't know.
Couldn't we get out of sidebar for that?
Do you think Itza would be real excited? That
we probably should have gotten Joey Lawrence.
Yeah, Joey Lawrence. Whoa, I'm a piss pig.
Oh, it's Joey Lawrence.
Oh, my God, I knew it.
If I would have known that, I would have totally anonymously pumped and dumped. Guys, I'm getting drunk.
Don't act like you wouldn't have said anonymously sober.
Don't act like I only had a beer and a half.
All right, cancel out those sidebars.
Hey, you got any Fosters in the icebox?
Hey, we've got a Foster. Wait, isn't Foster's Wisconsin for beer?
Yeah. That's why it's so big and fat.
So you're from Wisconsin. What part of Wisconsin are you from?
Beloit.
Are your parents from Beloit?
Yeah. Both of them.
What do your parents do for a living?
Oh, my dad, he makes these sticks that are shaped like a V, and you throw them and they come back to you.
A boomerang?
Oh, I don't know what he calls them.
Let me guess. Is your mom a kangaroo surgeon? It seems like everything's lining up to where...
Oh, don't be fucking crazy.
Okay. I'm trying not to be so crazy, but
she's
just
a Vegemite farmer. Proud American tradition.
What is that? I know this is a dumb question. What exactly is a Vegemite?
It's a paste that tastes delicious on bread.
Have a Vegemite sandwich. What's that from that song?
I don't know what you're talking about.
All these voices, again, are all me.
It's the classic Wisconsin University fight song.
You want to sing it, Tim?
Yeah, the University fight song for Wisconsin?
Mm-hmm.
This is Wisconsin University. We fight a lot. We're really fat, and we're fat. Go cheese badgers and fuck my butt. Cheese badgers and butt fucking. It's what the University of Wisconsin was built on. Fuck me.
I like that the name of the university changed within that song.
Well, we had
a very confusing song.
Well, everyone in Wisconsin is fucking stupid and they forget what the names of things are.
Hey! Our guest comes from Wisconsin.
Oh, I'm sorry. You know what? I don't fucking like our guest.
I just feel like... Oh, wow.
Oh,
that's
wow.
Hard.
A lot of hostility.
That's a lot of hostility. Well, we're going to play a little segment that we like to call How's Your Ex Doing? And we're going to start with John. How's your ex doing? Are you dating a lady?
I'm not.
You're not?
Not
okay.
Dating a lady.
Did you date a lady?
I kind of dated a lady for a few weeks. Okay. Not anymore.
Have you ever had a serious relation?
Yeah, it's been a long time.
But how's she doing?
I don't know.
You don't keep in touch?
No.
Good man.
Do you look at her Facebook ever?
A lot. I used to, a lot.
How was she doing then?
Oh.
Better than you?
Lots of dudes.
That's tight.
Mike, how's your ex doing?
She's good.
How's your ex doing?
Oh, my ex, she's dead.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Why is she dead? I'm so sorry.
Yeah, it's okay.
Did you have anything to do with it?
Oh, no. No.
You promised that?
Why are your eyes darting so much? When
your
you
eyes
say
are
no?
glazed over as if you're remembering something dark.
Oh, no, no. Just thinking about how she died. It was really tragic.
How did she die?
She woke up to a bunch of spiders on her.
No way. What kind of spiders?
Oh, you know, just a lot of Australian spiders.
Yeah?
Yeah, I don't know how it happened. It was crazy.
Were they spiders with sharp tails?
Yeah, some of them had sharp tails and little pinches in the front.
They sound like scorpions, kind of.
No, I don't think so. It's just like those pinchy spiders.
Where did your ex
tails.
Live?
She lived in Australia, yeah.
Oh, really? Australia? Yeah. Well, all right.
Yeah, we actually never met.
J-Law, how's your ex doing? Whoa! All right.
Well, Tom, not. How's your ex doing? No one ever
again,
asks you.
Again, we're not speaking. People ask me that one.
No, but no one asked. You started.
I'm sorry. We have a breaking Joey Lawrence traffic update. How's traffic looking on the highway?
Slow.
All right, back to you.
Well, Tom,
hey,
you start.
Joey, what's your favorite weapon to shoot an arrow with?
Boom! Hey, Joey, who's your favorite friend? Monica.
Well, that was ruined. That was Joey, what's your favorite space on a Monopoly board? Go.
What's your favorite card to get? Get out of jail free card.
Well, thank you, J-Law. And you can put your pants back on.
No, you cannot. Keep swinging that dick, bro.
Let's hear about Tom Brady's ex.
We haven't spoken. She was engaged. That's the last we've talked. Oh, no, we didn't even talk. Somebody else told me that.
Don't speak. I know just what you're feeling.
I only date Gwen Stefani. And I abide by her rules. Her strict rules.
No, please stop explaining. Don't tell me because it hurts. Whoa.
Well, I heard you tried, but she ain't no holler back.
Look, it's I'm going to come right out and ask you a real fucking question. I feel like we should test this motherfucker sidebar.
Yeah,
on sidebar.
Hey, guys, you said sidebar after you asked me, so I totally heard all that, but I'm
all right. Well, how do you feel about New Zealanders?
Oh, those fucking Kiwis, those sheep fucking... Oh, God damn it!
I knew it. Australians always hate...
Okay, you called
Australia.
Me.
Australians always hate New Zealanders. You're from fucking Australia.
I'm from
I
Australia.
It. You admit it. Look, we'll let it slide because of your sweet-ass fucking sunglasses monocle idea.
Yeah.
That's a pretty good idea. That
I definitely
I
didn't
like
kill my ex, though.
Don't get.
Yeah.
Hey, little tip for next time. If you were from America...
Little tip. Isn't that the name of your dick?
Oh, shit. Looks like now that he's willing to admit he's Australian, he's willing to take the gloves off.
Yeah, take the gloves off and box like a goddamn kangaroo. Here's the thing. If you were like, if you want to play off that you're American, maybe you just say, "Oh, what's New Zealand?" Because no one in America knows what other countries are.
It's just an involuntary reaction, like you people from Indiana.
I didn't
how you feel about black people?
We don't like them.
How do you feel about your nation's treasure? Like our national treasure. Is the film National Treasure.
Oh, the trilogy.
Yeah, and your national treasure is the film Kangaroo Jack. How do you feel about that?
No, I think we're more Paul Hogan fans there.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
What about Kylie Minogue?
How do you feel about Kylie Minogue?
I fucked her.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Fucked her?
Yeah, I fucked her on the back of a kangaroo.
Is she your girlfriend?
No. We hooked up a couple times, and I just couldn't get it out of my head.
We are going to do a couple segments here. The first one we are going to get into, I hope you guys are all into it. It's called Twitter Handles. Are they real or fake? Twitter Handles. I can't wait. In this game, I give you guys some Twitter handles, and you have to tell me if they're real or fake. And I'll go ahead and give you guys those, and you'll tell me whether you think they're real or fake. The first
one
is...
I'm lost.
Why are you lost?
It's very confusing.
So, in this game, I mean, do you need us to play the theme song again?
Yeah.
Twitter handles, are they real or fake? Twitter handles, I can't wait. So
okay,
basically,
I got it now.
I'm going to give you some Twitter handles.
Oh, shut up. I get it.
The first one is at Burlesque Princess. What do you guys think? Is that real or fake?
I say real.
Tim says real.
There's no way that's real.
Oh, John comes out hard. Says
wow,
there's
that's
no
a hard stance. For
John
comes
Shrek
out hard.
Looked at
I
me
mean
like
a direction.
He fucking knows something.
And also, he's pretty sure. He might have seen me look it up earlier, but I can't remember.
Well, Mike, what are you saying?
Mike,
I'm
going to
say
think?
Real because I'm pretty sure I saw him look it up earlier.
And Itza, what do you think?
Oh, that's definitely bullshit. Uh-huh. It's not real.
At Burlesque Princess used to be a Twitter handle. It is not currently one.
Oh, suck it.
So, John and Itza
how can
get
a Twitter
a
handle
point?
Used to be a Twitter handle? Just hasn't been updated since.
Yeah, I mean, you can delete a Twitter handle, man. All right. The next one is at racist bassist. It's a bassist who wants people to know he's racist.
I say real.
All right. Tim says he's real.
I'm going to say he's real, and it's the bassist for Ace of Base.
Okay. I'm going to.
Acist, racist bassist.
I'm going to say he's real, and he's fantastic. Mike, what do you think?
I'm going to go not real.
Okay. And Itza, what do you think?
I think it's real. Yeah, I know him. It's the drummer for Men Under Fire.
It's not even a bassist. It's
it
a
is.
Drummer.
Oh, it's a band that does cover songs for Men Under Work, specifically
Men
to the
work?
Album Grace Under Fire.
I will tell you this. The people who said it is real are correct.
I'm two for
me,
two.
John and Itza.
That's right.
Itza is two for two. I think.
By the way, Itza's not my real
name. Are you two for two?
I'm also two for
John
two.
John is two for
Itza's
two
Itza's not
well.
Your real name.
Nope.
What is it?
What is your real name?
It's Greg.
Greg what?
Greg Wallaby.
Have you ever even been to Wisconsin?
No.
I think you owe an apology to all my...
I did put my dick in a cheese head one time.
Like in one of the holes?
Yeah.
Well, that's... You've been to Wisconsin then.
It's pretty much the same thing.
This one is at Poozy Q instead of Suzy Q. Is at Poozy Q. What do you guys think? Is that a real one?
I hope it's real.
I say that's real.
Is that Q the letter or Q C U E?
Or is it Q?
It's Q the letter.
E-U.
Q the letter.
Like
it's
my
Q the
buddy's
letter.
Fiance.
Not real.
It's Q the letter. So you're John's saying not real. Tim, what do you think?
I say it's real. I'm clicking real on all of them.
You're going real on all of them.
I'm going real. Well,
did we already get it, Wallaby's guess?
Oh, it's fake. It's not real.
Oh, Wallaby, you finally are wrong on one. Poozy Q is a Twitter handle.
What did you say, John?
I said no.
It's all tied up.
Wow, it is tied up. Wow. We'll have a tiebreaker here, and it is Bill Nye the Science Bi. All right, Bill Nye the Science Bi. What do you guys think?
I'm going real.
Well, just for the sake of ending the game, I'm going to say not real.
I'm changing mine to not real.
I'm changing mine to real. So what are we at? Where are you at not real? I'll go real.
Bill Nye the Science Bi is the most divisive one we've ever had. Like, because I don't know. I legitimately have no idea. Is this one going to be one? It's looking like, it's not one. Bill Nye the Science Bi.
Mike wins.
Yeah. Mike wins, which only means that he gets to go first in Anthony Kiedis news.
It's a good seg, though. That's possibly the best seg besides Connor's qualms.
Bill Nye the Science Bi, not a Twitter handle. You can have it. We are going to go ahead and end this pod off with a fan fave. Actually, we got two in a row. The first one is Anthony Kiedis news. And Anthony Kiedis news, I will give you information about a person, and you tell me if that is about Anthony Kiedis or other. Anthony Kiedis news.
My favorite part about that is that it's not even an Anthony Kiedis song.
Yeah.
we've had this guy before. It is a Pearl Jam song. All right.
You know, he picked me up one time.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I was hitchhiking.
Under a bridge downtown?
Yeah. He picked me up, and then he told me a scary story, and his face changed.
Oh, really?
Was it from all the scar tissue?
And he dropped me off at this diner, and I told everyone about him. And they said he'd been dead for 20 years.
Can I tell you something? I don't think that was Anthony Kiedis.
Yeah, I think that was Large Marge.
Well, anyways, I gotta go, guys. White power.
Hey, what?
Oh, my God. Did you hear that?
I think he said white power. Said
yeah, I didn't even know I've they
heard
had that.
I've heard that Australians
are
racist. Yeah. I've heard that. Well, this is a bit of information about Anthony Kiedis or a homeless person or other. It could be about something else. John Schreck, he owns this thing, and it has a job where we don't really know what it does, but he does own it and he does love it. It's in Cincinnati right now. But we don't know what job it does. It's had many different job possibilities. So is that Anthony Kiedis, a homeless person, or other? What do you guys think?
Do we get to ask questions, or are we just guessing this time?
Yeah, we can ask questions.
Are we assuming that whoever this is the lead singer of the Red Hot Chili Peppers?
We are not assuming that. Are you saying we're assuming that?
Yeah, we're assuming that whether it's either Anthony Kiedis or John Trice's dog or a homeless guy, they are the lead singer of the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Oh, I see. We are assuming that. Yes. Okay. We're assuming that whatever this is, it's the lead singer of the Red Hot Chili Peppers. Okay. Yes, that's its job. That's been its secret job all along.
It's good to know.
Tim, what was your question going to be?
Well, since he lives in Cincinnati, does it wear a t-shirt?
Well, or does it wear a shirt? It is a dog, ever? So it does not wear a t-shirt.
There's no shirt. Okay, that's well, it could.
And I can't confirm whether or not it wears a sock on its penis. I don't want to give
that
hints
could be
away.
Anthony Keaton. Anthony
I have
Keaton
a question.
Never wears
what's your
shirt.
Question?
Does it walk around on all fours and fuck the dog next door?
It does do that. Okay. I don't honestly. I don't know how that helps you.
It wasn't for the game. I was just thinking.
I see
just
you're
for my
whacking off
life.
Over there.
Yeah. Nothing gets me hotter than ask,
John,
answering
questions. John, you surprisingly
asked
no questions.
I have a question.
What's that?
Did one of its friends star in The Big Lebowski?
Yes.
Okay.
I have a question.
Uh-huh.
Does it have fleas?
Yes.
Shit, this is so confusing.
Yeah.
I don't know.
This
has
is
it performed
I give you that.
At the 2014 Super Bowl?
Yes.
But halftime shows are usually dogs catching
I mean, there's
frisbees.
So many special guests there.
Well, wait. Did you say Super Bowl or Puppy Bowl?
I said Super Bowl.
Oh, that's tricky. Yes.
To rock around.
Still, yes. It is tricky to rock around.
Based on all the information I have right now, I'm basically taking a shot in the dark.
All right.
I have one final question.
One final question from you, and then we're going to take one question from John, whether the fuck he wants to.
So that's this thing that John Shrek owns. Ever picked up anything off the street and worn it? Or maybe like maybe sat by a fire in a trash can?
No. Okay. No, it hasn't. All right. It definitely hasn't. So I hope that doesn't confuse you too much, but it is not.
All right.
John, you're going to close our questions off.
Finally, does this thing, has it fucked a cheese head?
It has fucked a cheese head, actually.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
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 I thought I had it, and then
now you
scar tissue. Oh, that
just
I
so
wish
you know,
you saw.
At least half of these have ended with something that I didn't even note. Is an option.
Yeah.
So just be prepared for that. And that's why other was an option this time, and still that could not be the answer.
Right.
All right. I think
all right,
I got
you guys
my
ready?
Answer. Yeah, I know.
All right,
what it is.
Go ahead and fire away.
I think it's Joey Lawrence.
All right. John?
I think it's that pointy-tailed spider.
All right.
Oh, yeah.
With the pinchers.
That's possible. The pointy-tailed spider. Okay.
Me? I think,
yeah, you.
If I had to really guess, I think it's Tom Brady's cute little pud.
Tom Brady's cute little what?
His dick?
Cute little pud, yeah.
Well.
Is it your dick, dog?
That spicy monster dong you got.
You got that monster dong?
Well, I'm sorry, guys. You guys were all wrong. It was actually Marc Maron. Lock the gates!
What the fuck? And sometimes it's... What the fuck?
Thank you guys for being on the podcast. We're going to close it off with that.
Wait, we're not going to say Keep It Crispy?
No, we're not saying Keep It Crispy.
Oh, not this episode.
You know what? We'll try. We'll do one more. one more thing, and that is we're going to do a quick Where in the World is Eddie Vedder?
Where in the world is Eddie Vedder? Can't find a Vedder man. He travels by bus and sometimes vans. Can't find a Vedder man. Can't find a Vedder man. Can't find a Vedder man. Ooh.
In this segment, you guys have to guess where Eddie Vedder is right now, and I know the answer to that. So, you guys want to take some shots? You guys have some questions you can ask, and I'll...
Is he near a coast?
Well, you're assuming that I understand the geographics of this country, and I don't, so I'm sorry.
Or
my
any country.
Full of, or any. the only country that I know geographically is Nigeria.
Oh, so. All right. Is he in America?
He is in America.
Is he in the ground? Is he on the ground in the sea?
He's not dead, if that's what you're asking. He's on the ground.
Okay.
John?
Is he getting ready to play a sweet gig right now?
No, he's not right now.
West is Coast. It usually overcast where he is right now?
It is usually overcast where he is right now.
Is there a giant coffee conglomerate that came out
there
of
there is city? A giant coffee conglomerate where he is right now.
No, I
don't
I
guess know. Before the questions are over.
I think I know.
How many have we asked?
Does it rain a lot where he is?
It does rain a lot where he is.
Is suicide a heavy factor?
I mean, to some. Maybe, but to some, suicide is just a new life. So I don't know what the answer that you get from that is. Some say that his girlfriend killed him. Who knows?
Wait, Eddie Vedder's dead?
We're just getting really specific there.
I mean, that's a good point, though. I mean, people think that, though. Yeah. And then she, like, took the money and got new boobs with it. But, like, you couldn't think of Courtney Love's name? No,
some say Courtney Love killed him.
Oh, God. Jesus. Yeah, he's foaming at the mouth.
I'm so pissed that you guys are on the cusp of finally winning this game.
I have one final question.
I'm pretty drunk, guys.
Is there a basketball team there called the Supersonics?
I know there is not.
Is it Tacoma, Washington?
John, what's your guess?
I'm going to go with L.A.
Mike.
You know, the dead giveaway was the coffee place. So I'm going to go with the home of the best coffee in America. Dunkin' Donuts, New Jersey.
Oh, yeah. Is it New Jersey?
I'm sorry, guys. He's actually in Keep It Crispeton, Washington.
Goodbye.
Thanks for listening, guys. Have a good girls' night. Bye.
And they are